In local news, the Raglan Community Board had its first ever meeting in Tamata yesterday. And while not a lot of the locals knew about the meeting, those who were there were quick to tell the board about problems with recent water damage to Te Hutawai Road. Raglan Community Radio drove Te Hutawai Road straight after the meeting and can confirm it's not in good nick. While we're not roading experts, we don't recommend anyone driving their city cars up the road past Dreamview Farm if they can avoid it. And the community on Whanga Road also sent a letter to the community board meeting complaining about their road as well. So with the winter weather just over the horizon, there is a sense of urgency about getting some repairs done around the district. Also at the meeting was a long presentation from Regional Council Chair Pamela Storey, who is initiating a long-term planning process for the region, complete with QR code, because in her words, we don't want to end up like Auckland. You can check this and other changes to their long-term spending plan at the Waikato Regional Council website. And the District Council also has its annual plan out for review. And our councillor, Lisa Thompson, is encouraging the public to have a say, as this is where the money from the 13.75% general rates rise is going to be spent. Elsewhere, there are still problems with the operation of the Aroaro Wetland Tidal Gate. As a designated saltwater marsh, it's supposed to have seawater coming into the wetland, but currently there is too much water getting in, and it's endangering both the netball courts and the rugby fields. And back at the council, Waikato District Council staff have included a proposal for a trial of a permanent traffic lights at the one-way bridge in Raglan. We're not picking this to be a popular option for the community, as the last time temporary traffic lights were tried on the bridge, locals threw them into the harbour. This idea, though, is part of a draft transport plan, which we will be getting a look at soon. And while the traffic lights might not be popular, we do badly need a plan, as much of the discussion about future roads has been determined by property developers over the last few years. And Extreme Zero Waste say that the site will be closed on Easter Friday and Monday, but that curbside pickups will continue as normal on Friday. Their site will also be open on Saturday and Sunday, so you can get up to the shop at Cow's Nest. Extreme also say they're accepting clean balls of aluminium foil in the recycling at the moment. This is because of the large amounts of Easter eggs you're all going to be eating across the long weekend. And just a reminder, in case you hadn't worked it out, Fire and Emergency New Zealand have announced we're no longer in a restricted fire season. This means you no longer need a permit to light an outdoor fire. And in sort of related news, look out for extra surfers in the water next week, as the Firefighters National Surfing Champs has been held at Mono Bay on Wednesday 3rd and Thursday the 4th of April. And that is the Raglan News for Thursday, 28th of March, 2024.